Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's B Morning Coffee Club. Your boyfriend of 2 months, Hope, G-Man, finally got to meet your parents. Y'all went out to dinner. Are you still dating?
Yes.
Okay, so that's a good sign.
Well, good sign. Didn't screw it up. That's good.
Everybody seemed to get along with each other. Were there any awkward moments?
Everyone was getting along. The most awkward moment was when I was too hungry and didn't want to wait for food to cool off. We had dumplings. I shoved a dumpling in my mouth, and then everyone just saw the regret on my face as my tongue and the roof of my mouth are burning. And all three of them are going, Hope, you can spit it out. It's okay. There's a napkin right here. We won't judge you. And I'm just shaking my head. No, like, I can't spit it out.
Your eyes are watering. Smoke's coming out of your ears.
All three of them consoling me. Hope, it's okay to spit it out. Like, you're burning your mouth. So I'm like sitting there and I'm like, don't look at me as they're all staring
don't
at me.
Look away.
Don't look at me.
I'm hideous.
Don't watch me do it.
Oh my God. So like what she does when she takes medicine.
That's right. You're not good at swallowing medicine and you're eating food while it's still just blazing hot when it comes out.
I don't want you to see me like this. Turn away. So dramatic.
So did you burn the roof of your mouth, right?
Roof of my mouth burned. I had already cut it up a couple days ago eating cereal. Just to add insult to injury.
Oh,
I got burned from a dumpling. It's very hard to be me.
You know, speaking of that, ruining the roof of your mouth, I had to stop eating Captain Crunch because I'd eat it dry. Mm-hmm. But you always catch it at the top. You know, you're like,
yeah.
Then like 4 days later, nothing tastes good. The roof of your mouth is all raw. So yours was blistering from the heat. I hope there were more fun things than that at this huge meeting of the parents.
G-Man was pretty quiet. I was pretty surprised. But, you know, I talk a lot. My mom talks a lot. My dad talks a lot.
So you guys excluded him. Awesome.
Poor guy.
Awesome. He was like, this is like a nightmare.
You know, I could see him trying to jump in and then he gets, verbally smashed down. You're
can you give me a glass of water?
Yeah.
G-Man, stay out of my conversations.
Poor guy. You almost need like that timeout. Timeout, can I give...
Guys,
can I get involved in a conversation,
exactly,
please?
Exactly.
But
poor G-Man was excluded.
But you're still together, so it couldn't have been that bad.
No, it wasn't bad. Him and I went shopping afterwards, and I asked what he thought. He said, my parents were very nice. I asked my mom. She really liked him. She just said he was quiet. And I'm like, well, I don't know that we gave him a chance to talk, but...
Like, he's going to tell you the truth, though. He's not going to tell you if he felt uncomfortable, right?
I mean, I don't know. I think he would.
I was worried about your dad. Your dad seems like he would have been maybe testing him
right.
Or doing something.
Dads tend to do that.
So we're walking out and there's like double doors at the restaurant and he shuts the door on G-Man and then laughs at him through the glass door that he couldn't get out.
What?
So there was a little bit of heckling going on.
Was it for fun, or maybe that was your dad just saying something? Am I reading into this too much? I don't know.
She already convinced me when she... Oh, he was quiet. No, they totally excluded him from everything. And then they physically shut the door in his face.
Oh, poor guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.